Hello, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. What kind of faith pleases God? That's the subject of Hebrews 11, this wonderful chapter that is sometimes called the Hall of Fame of Faith. The writer of Hebrews provides us a list of some of the outstanding figures of Old Testament history and the things that they did by faith. So in this chapter, we hear about the faith of men like Noah, Abraham, Moses, and David, and others. For today, though, just forget about those big-name characters. I want to talk to you about someone far less prominent, Enoch. The Bible doesn't tell us very much about Enoch. He appears in the genealogy of Genesis 5, and the two things that are noted about him in a few short verses are the fact that he walked with God and that he was not, for God took him. In other words, he didn't die like everyone else. He was supernaturally translated into the presence of God. The writer of Hebrews says, "By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God." In Hebrews 11, we find Enoch listed after Abel, who offered a better sacrifice by faith, and furthermore, Abel became the first martyr of the faith. So he died a violent death, and Enoch, on the other hand, didn't die at all. Well, what did he do? He walked with God. And quite frankly, that sounds kind of mundane and bland compared to some of the really cool and impressive stuff in this chapter. Saving the world by building an ark, parting the Red Sea and defying the might of Pharaoh, conquering enemy armies, shutting the mouths of lions. Then there's Enoch. He lived a life in communion with God. He walked with God, believing his word and promises, subjecting the whole course of his life to the truth that God is and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. The testimony of Enoch here is important, I think, because Enoch represents most of us. Certainly some Christians are called to be martyrs, like Abel. Some are called to overcome incredible obstacles and do remarkable things. Most of us are called to live an ordinary life, a life that involves things like getting up each day and going about our routine and responsibilities, dealing with the day-to-day stresses of life, struggling through the times of trial and suffering, enjoying other times of rest and celebration, eating and drinking, loving our families, facing daily temptations, warring against sin in our heart and lives, worshiping and serving in the church, and one day dying. And yet we are called to live our lives in all the days that God has ordained for us, walking with God by faith in Jesus Christ. The faith that trusts God and takes him at his word, the faith that rests daily in the finished work of Jesus, the faith that seeks to please the Lord in the mundane stuff of life, the faith that seeks the Lord in prayer and in the word and in worship, that faith is pleasing to God. Enoch teaches us that you don't have to do extraordinary things to do God's will and have a life that is pleasing to him. You just have to trust him, believe his word, rest your life and your eternal well-being upon Jesus Christ, and live by faith in him and his salvation. That is the life that pleases God. Well, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day, walking by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.